This morning, for the first time in a year, passengers were able to travel internationally from Wellington Airport. Just over after 6:05 a.m, the first commercial flight took off heading for Sydney. Joining me now is Wellington Airport's General Manager of Corporate Affairs, Jenna Rayburn. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
So did everything go off without a hitch after so long without these flights?
It did. It was a pretty smooth takeoff this morning and everyone was really excited in a very cool atmosphere in the terminal. So we're having a great time here.
And was everything open up as well? Did you have duty-free and the likes operating?
Duty-free is open. The airport lounges are open. We're doing giveaways for all passengers as well. So breakfast giveaway and coffee and scone, just to give them something extra special on their way out.
Well, that's a nice way to leave. And then you've got an arrival later on. When's that coming in and where from?
The arrival's coming in at 1 o'clock this afternoon from Sydney. And it's the first Air New Zealand arrival into the country, so it's going to be a really special moment.
And what have you got prepared for them when they arrive?
A big welcome for passengers starting from the minute they step onto the air bridge. It's all been decorated really beautifully. They'll hear a karanga playing over audio to welcome them into Wellington. Then they'll move through the arrivals area, and when they come out, there'll be a big welcome waiting for them with all their friends and family there ready to greet them.
And there is some big signs are being put up to welcome those that are arriving.
That's right. We've painted a giant artwork on the end of the runway which says, "Welcome, whānau." It's a message to our returning Kiwi whānau, but also to Australian visitors as well, a message to them that we'll treat them as family while they're here.
And how full have these flights been, the departing one and the incoming one?
The departing flight this morning was about half full, but the incoming flights are very full. So we have about 200 people coming in on that first flight.
What's it looking like for the rest of the week, both flights coming and going?
So it's ramping up over the week, but we've got about 9,300 seats over the week, which not all of those have been sold yet, but they are starting to look pretty full, especially on those inbound flights.
Have you been talking to some of those that are travelling? What are the passengers mostly? I mean, it's school holidays. Are there people going over for a bit of a holiday? Is it mostly family reunification or, being the capital, some business trips?
A lot of them are those family and friends who have been apart for the last 12 months and really looking forward to being reunited with each other. So those are the really special stories that are coming out of today, out of both those departures and the arrivals later as well.
So looking forward, is the demand mostly leaving or incoming?
At the moment, the demand incoming from Australia seems a little bit stronger. That might be because New Zealanders have been able to travel outbound to Australia for a while now. But we think that will even out over time. And we think as New Zealanders watch their friends and relatives travelling to Australia and the safe experience that they can have travelling overseas, we expect that to ramp up.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Hope it continues to go well. That's Wellington Airport's General Manager of Corporate Affairs, Jenna Rayburn.